Hey guys, it's Justin here. I just wanted to record a little quick, not disclaimer so much as I don't even know what the word I'm looking for is, but I kind of lost it a little bit at the end of this episode. Got a little angry at the current situation of things. You'll understand once you listen to the episode, and kind of just abruptly cut it. So just want to let you know all is fine. It was just my emotions and the anger that I feel towards the situation and things that are happening in the Americas. Oh my God. Yeah, I just did that. Okay. Perhaps I should go enter a Miss USA pageant now. That's happening within America here. And just wanted to let, you know, just kind of put a little preface on the episode saying, hey, look, you know, I know it kind of just cuts all of a sudden and all that jazz, but we're all good, and I hope you enjoy everything else, because overall it was a decent episode. We had a special guest on there, not the original guest we thought we were going to have, but somebody else ended up picking up for us, and I think it turned out pretty good. So until next week, we'll hopefully talk to you. Well, that's not right either. Anyways, I'm in a hotel room. It's getting kind of late. I'm tired, and I've been driving a lot today, so I'm a little worn out. I hope you guys have a good week. I hope you enjoy the episode, and we will be talking to you again here soon. Bye.
I'm Izzy Rock, host of Tales from the Hard Side podcast, and you're listening to the Bad Parenting Podcast. Go rate, review, and subscribe to the show on iTunes and Stitcher.
Warning, the following auditory experience may contain themes of an adult nature. The opinions expressed are those of the podcasters and not of their respective employers, parents, and/or legal guardians. Content may not be appropriate for children, small animals, work, and your mom. Enjoy the show.
Right now, your anger is consuming you. Your anger is shutting down the brain God gave you.
God, you know, man, you've been talking about what's going on in me since I was in high school. How the fuck do you know so much about what's going on inside me?
No, I know about me. I know about this place. I know about the place you are in.
What do you know about the place I'm in?
There was a moment when I used to blame everything and everyone for all the pain and suffering and vile things that happened to me, that I saw happen to my people. I used to blame everybody, blame white people, blame society, blame God. I didn't get no answers because I was asking the wrong questions. You have to ask the right question.
Like what?
Has anything you've done made your life better?
You gotta help me. Just help me. Get me out of here, you know? I'm up in 4 months for review. Put in a word for me.
I already have. So you're out there anyway.
I don't want to fuck up my family anymore. I'll go as far away as I can get.
That's not good enough. You want my help, you gotta do better than that. My help is not unconditional. But running just ain't good enough.
Pussy babies need to toughen the fuck up.
Of course, that will stop.
I don't like that.
Oh my fucking God, I shit myself.
Was I supposed to do show prep?
This could be a while.
Cup face smash.
Bad Parenting Podcast. We're all up in your mom.
I always swore I'd never beat my children.
I'm drinking some milk with cheese.
We had gourmet cheese. No, I know why. Nothing ever gets done in Hollywood.
Oh, awesome.
If only you could see the glare.
Hey, I'm Justin. No, that doesn't work either.
Oh my God, the smell. I hope you're ready for a clusterfuck of epic proportions.
Yes, welcome to episode 46 of Bad Parenting Podcast. I'm Justin.
I'm Jody.
Was that really loud in your ears, babe?
No.
Oh, okay. You looked like all of a sudden like my booming voice was...
I was trying to get all like...
In the mood?
Psyched.
Oh.
I like the new pieces in the intro. Good job.
Thank you. I've got some more I want to add to them later, but I'm still kind of working on it.
Sound clip.
What's that?
Fuck out of that. Sound clip the fuck out of that.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm getting there. I'm trying. Yeah. It takes time. Yeah. In fact, there's actually listening back to last week's episode with Graham and Joel and some of the clips we had in there. I've got some stuff I want to pull out of that and massage into a promo to be able to be played on other podcasts.
I love that you call it massaging when you're talking about the audios and the the lines and the things and the inputs.
I'm a fucking professional.
And you're like, massage.
I'm gonna massage the shit out of some audio. Yeah.
Awesome.
It is pretty awesome, I think. Yeah. At least in my humble opinion. Okay, so we're trying some different mics this week. So if we sound kind of herp derped, we're sorry. I will make the decision when I listen back to this in post to see if it's we need to go back to the other ones or what we need to do here. So we'll figure it out.
You should comment on our Facebook page if you think we should switch back to the old mics.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
I'm just saying.
Oh, I agree.
Audience participation and all that jazz.
Mm-hmm. And we were going to have a guest tonight, but he had to back out, unfortunately. So, Izzy, we would have loved to have you on, but we miss you and hope you're feeling better once you get some sleep. And, yeah, take care of yourself, bud. You gotta take care of you first, so don't feel bad about it. I feel bad about it. I'm just kidding. You should feel really bad about it. No, you really shouldn't.
I'm fine either way. If you feel bad about it, okay. If you don't feel bad about it, that's cool, too.
Mm-hmm.
You just keep it 100 or something like that. All right, so
let's do this shit.
Well, I was just gonna do like the news of the week.
News of the week, go. That was the little intro beeping from the old newscasts. No.
No, I don't think you got that right. Oh, you beeped.
I did.
You like legitimately beeped. Was that like a show beep or like a random?
No, that was a show beep.
Okay. Well, anyway. I don't have any news. I was just saying, like, because you usually do the, so how was your week kind of thing. And I was going to be like.
Yeah, how was your week?
Preemptive. I don't know. Like, I don't remember what happened this week. What happened?
What happened this week? We went
to
work.
Trent was sick, right?
Trent was sick one day, so I ended up taking a partial day off from work. Had a fever and the whole.
Yeah, he's just something. It's just that kid.
Yeah, but you know what? I prefer the 24-hour bugs versus like the.
It bothers me though because it didn't. I hate to be the paranoid mom, but I know, and you're like, just take him to the doctor then, and I'm like, I know, but I feel like I am just being paranoid, so I'm trying to hold it off.
Well, either do it or don't.
Shut up.
How does it go? Take him to the doctor, or do or do not. There is no try.
I didn't.
Right? Yoda? Is that, yeah,
it's a Yoda quote. Yoda style? Like, yeah. Raped, but yeah, it's technically a Yoda quote.
Yes, and I raped Yoda. Yoda.
Yo-ya?
Yo-ya.
Who's Yo-ya?
Yo-ya. Japanese version of Yoda? I don't know.
God. I laughed.
You did.
I can't get high and mighty when I laugh.
No. Well, we're not trying to get high and mighty tonight, but we are going to talk about some stuffs. And some things and boots and pants and boots and pants and.
But anyway, Trent's sick. I'm being paranoid. I understand I'm being paranoid. I'm probably still going to take him to the doctor because I don't like feeling like this.
That's the whole point. We have insurance. We have insurance. It's actually pretty much 100% paid now because we're at the end of the year. Let's do it before it rolls over in January and costs us all sorts of money again.
I hate when we have to meet
deductibles
system.
And
so stupid.
Blah blah blah.
So freaking. Dumb. Mm-hmm.
But I'll preface that with saying at least we have health insurance, so it could be worse.
I'm not complaining I'm saying that our entire system is screwed.
Mm-hmm.
So
anyway. I would have to agree with that. So
anyway, on to more positive things. Like, wait, there's nothing positive going on.
Yeah, no, the world's been kind of shitty lately. And tonight we're going to discuss the Michael Brown and I really don't want to butcher this kid's name because or this dude's name because that would make me look stupid. I need the Googles. I think it's Eric, but I don't want to for sure say that and then be completely fucking wrong.
You're making me put on my glasses like an old lady, aren't you?
No, I'm looking it up right now. But basically, it's going to be more or less kind of about race relations and cops. And it is Eric. I was right. God, I'm sorry. Eric Garner from New York. So, America's in a weird spot right now.
Right.
And I don't know. I can't necessarily properly vocalize exactly how I feel about everything because,
well, something that, now I'm going to forget who said it. Oh, Adam Savage recently said basically that he, or no, was it? Now I feel like a tool because I think I might have just quoted the wrong. Anyway, somebody recently, being a white person, said that they couldn't fully comment on it without sounding like it was coming from the wrong place. Like,
I can understand that feeling.
It's hard. I have that feeling. Like, I am white. I have white privilege, whether I want it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And so anything coming from me is kind of, you know, shaded a little bit. So it's a hard thing to talk about. But I also agree with something somebody else said, which was basically the reason it's gotten so bad is because white people tend to just ignore it.
Or they don't want to, they don't know how to deal with it, so they
either maliciously, unmaliciously, or whatever, or because they don't know how to solve it, they just ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's finally coming to a place where nobody's ignoring it anymore, whether they want to or not.
Yeah.
You can't. So.
And I have to say, I think that little clip, it was from American History X that we played at the beginning of the show, I think it kind of keys into this pretty well, because I want to say that to everybody on all sides of this situation, is what you're doing or what you have done, all that above, is it making your life better?
Mm.
The riots.
Mm.
Is rioting making your life better? Granted, be pissed, be upset, have these feelings, that's all fine and dandy, but is destroying somebody else's livelihood making your life better?
Right.
But on the same token, where else can they go right now? Because I keep thinking,
if I was that angry, not at an institution, what could I do about it?
Well, see, I wouldn't even consider it anger. I would consider it helplessness.
Yeah.
Because
righteous indignation. I mean, they have a point.
They have a point, but I think it's more that the situation is that they feel helpless.
Yeah.
Nothing they do, nothing that is done by people who are in these situations, like Eric Garner is a perfect example. He was like, well, what's going on? I mean, he's wanting to talk, and because he refused to put his arms behind his back, dude put him in a chokehold. He yells, I can't breathe, and then boom, he's done.
Mm-hmm.
Gone, right? Michael Brown, unarmed teenager. I don't give a fuck if he was attacking the cop. I don't give a fuck what he was doing. He was an unarmed kid. There are non-lethal ways to restrain somebody. There are too many hot-headed cops out there. There's too many hot-headed people in general.
People in general, and we've come to a place where you have to. It's no longer. Let me put it into a frame of reference that we're all familiar with. As a parent, you want your children to respect you. You want them to know that you mean business. You want them to respect you as an authoritarian, a force above them that helps keep them in line. Kind of like a police officer would be for society. Not somebody to tell you what to do, but more to keep the peace. Police have turned into an abusive father. Well, like, I mean, really.
I don't want to generalize it like that because I've seen
the generalized police force, the big angry police. I mean, I'm just saying there are great cops. There are even great police forces within certain cities and areas. But you have to admit that as a whole, if you do the math, there are a lot of people in fear a lot of the time.
And I'm probably going to sound like an asshole saying this, but I'm always cautious and very, very, what's the correct word here for it? Not so much standoff-ish, but guarded. I'm very guarded whenever I deal with a police officer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I, like I said, by no means do I deal with half the bullshit that a young black male would have to deal with, or a young Mexican male, or whatever. But I, even when I was growing up, I was harassed by cops all the time, because I used to be a skater. I used to skate, and I carried that persona of somebody who destroys property. I was grouped into these people that destroyed property, blah, 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 blah. But what the problem I'm having as a parent right now is I have to now fear letting my kid go somewhere alone, because if he's dumb enough to get mouthy with a cop, right, wrong, or indifferent, is he going to come home alive?
Right.
And that's not a fear that we should have.
But I think that that's something that, as a general rule, white society has not had to deal with, and black society has.
For quite some time.
Forever.
Yeah.
In America. America. So I think that it's only now getting addressed, because it's starting to affect white people just as much as it has always affected black people. And I don't think that anybody should have to fear if their kid's going to come home, you know?
Yeah.
Ever.
No,
they shouldn't. And I think that it is, it's there.
That's a valid fear that everybody should have right now.
Yeah.
But once again, I don't want to, there are bad cops, there are good cops, there are bad criminals or bad people in the street, there are good people in the street. But the problem is that when it comes right down to it, I'm getting so pissed off my Facebook feed recently, because there's so many people who are like, you know, I'm standing with Officer Darren Wilson, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, then you're a giant piece of shit just like him. Because there are ways to handle these situations. Basically, I want to look at it as if I felt like I was being attacked, and I felt like I was, this kid who was unarmed was going to hurt me, or whatever it was, any of the excuses he says, et cetera, et cetera. And I killed him. What would I be let off? I don't think I would. I don't think I'd have the same kind of backup and support from the cops, because I'm not one of them, and I wouldn't be able to get away with this. That's wrong. That's wrong. If these people can get away with this because of what they are and what they represent, because what they represent is supposed, what they're supposed to represent is supposed to be good. They're supposed to uphold the law and the truth and the justice, and not be, you know, some ignorant asshat that sees a black kid that looks like every other black kid in his mind. And because they look the same and he looks an awful lot like this other person, then he's obviously going to be causing problems. Granted, from the reports that I'm hearing, and once again, I don't have all the information, I don't think that Michael Brown necessarily handled himself completely okay throughout the entire situation. But then again, I wasn't him, and I wasn't in that situation, so I have no idea how I would have reacted because of...
And I keep coming back, because initially, when it very first happened, my first thought is, if a cop tells me to do something, I do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I justified everything that way. Like, if a cop tells me to put my hands up, I put my hands up. If a cop tells me to put my hands behind my back, I put my... But that's because I don't have fear that they're going to
do anything,
trump up charges or anything. I don't have that fear. I have the reassurance that if I do everything right, that they ask me to do, that everything will be okay. And I don't think that I don't think that he had that same ability to believe those things.
Oh my god, I'm about to edit those little...
Yeah,
sorry about that. So far, that's a negative to the mics. No, I agree. I'm having a really hard time finding the words, because everything about the situation is so appalling, or just so... It's just appalling. Everything about it is just appalling.
I'll say this about as far as being standing with Officer Darren Wilson. I can't.
And here's why I can't.
I had a point. You interrupted.
Sorry. Go ahead. Go.
I believe that a lot of it goes to training. Because in a lot of parts of the country, they train officers, if they're black, stop them and frisk them. And they do that openly.
Racial profiling.
Mm-hmm. Racial profiling is alive and well. And if somebody says that they aren't using it, it's because they're calling it a different name. It's this guy looks quote unquote suspicious. Oh, is it he's suspicious just because he's black, or just because he's Hispanic, or just because he's, you know, got a certain kind of hat, or it's ridiculous. And when you start fearing your police force, as a general rule. If you're more likely to obey them out of fear than out of respect.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like I said, like an abusive parent. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're not obeying your parents out of respect and you're doing it out of fear, that might be an abusive relationship.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's that kind of ties into a... Sorry about that. That kind of ties into a thing of... oh, boy. I was raised to respect authority and to respect somebody if they were in a place of authority simply because they had the authority.
Mm-hmm.
I quickly, on my own, figured out that I needed to stop doing that because if I did that, that was going to get me into some trouble because people tend to abuse their authority. Mm-hmm. And my parents also clarified later on in life what they meant by that. But I can't in any way, shape, or form now or in the future or anything else give somebody the respect simply because they were an officer and what they said should be mm-hmm. the truth. Because nobody in this situation has the information. Nobody in this situation has all of the information. I think both sides are guilty to an extent of perpetuating the problem in the respect of the officer was probably very apprehensive towards the kid because he was an African-American youth who was a very large African-American youth and probably could hold his own in a fight if he needed to. And then, of course, the kid's apprehensive because he's an African-American youth and here comes a cop who is going to be afraid of African-American youth. And coming from having visited the South, I can see why people up here in Portland, depending on where you're at, would have a hard time understanding that because while our police force has got a bad rap for doing a lot of stupid shit, it's still not nearly as bad as it is in the South where it's ingrained. You get a little more of it out here in our community where we live now because it's a bunch of redneck assholes out here. But the bottom line is I try to put myself in the same mindset of the parents of Michael Brown. If it was my son who was shot and killed and he wasn't armed and he wasn't posing an actual viable threat to the officer because there are non-lethal ways to handle these things, then I would be probably reacting very similarly to the way they're doing it because at that point in time, I don't know that I have any rational sense in my mind because my son is now dead.
Yeah.
I can't get that back. You can't give me that back. You can't give me anything, money or otherwise, that will replace that loss.
And
even if I had a chance to be in the same room with that officer and take my aggression out on him and eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, that still wouldn't replace my son's life.
And if you look at some of the other cases, because Michael Brown, you can go back and forth a lot because there's not as much information. But Eric Garner, there's a fucking video.
That's what's going to bring me to my next point. Because you get these asshats like, okay, we'll just put cameras on the cops, and once we have the video evidence, everything's going to be solved. Yeah. Really?
Because that works so well for Eric. Even when they know they're on camera, the cops still act that way.
Well, did you hear they're actually, the guy who was recorded the video, he's getting charged? I don't remember what the exact charge is. I have to look it up, but he's in hot water, or whoever it was is in hot water for recording the video, and they're trying to make him... or make them out to be like escape, you know, they're taking it out on them for actually recording the situation. So it's like, you know, you have this case where, yes, the guy, you know what, I will agree from watching the video, he was not quote-unquote complying to what the officers wanted him to do. But he also seemed to know his rights. Nobody talked about you were suspicious of this or you're under arrest or anything else. So it's like, okay,
he didn't rush anybody. He didn't.
Well, not to mention the fact, we have rights. As citizens of this country, we have rights. And the rights state that we, you know, there's certain things the cops have to do before they can do, request certain things.
Physically detain you like
before that. They can physically detain you, they have to give you a reason why. They have to answer, you know, they have to be accountable. You know, there has to be
a clear and present danger.
They're supposed to be accountable for what they're supposed to do. But they haven't been, and they haven't been held accountable for a long time. And it's... I don't know what to do as a citizen in this country. I don't know what to do. I want to fix this. I want to help be a part of the solution, but I don't know how. how I can help it. Because I'll put it to you this way. The protests, as far as if you want to do a peaceful protest and just go up and hold signs and chant or whatever, totally get that, totally agree with that, that's fine.
Or civil disturbance. I mean, there's a way, and I get what they're trying to do. They're trying to make it so that everybody has to sit up and take notice. That's what a protest does.
1 second here. Looks like a Colorado number. Let me get this going. Let's get this connected. I bet you this is Scott. Hello? Oh, wait. Hello? Hey, is this Scott the pool boy? It is. All right. Are we recording? Let's see here. Hold on here.
Now he's not sure about the computer.
No, it's being weird.
Broke it.
Oh, there you are.
I'm here.
All right, there. I got you this time. No, sorry. I wasn't recording you at first. That was kind of lame.
Oh, man.
So we missed the first little bits. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Not too shabby. We're just having a little chat about this Michael Brown, Eric Garner bullshit that's going on right now.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry to be a downer, but...
Oh, geez. Can you hear that?
Yeah, what is that? Are you, like, beating your dog or something, or...?
No, it's my girlfriend. She's singing.
Oh, nice. Sorry.
I thought I was beating a dog.
Sorry, man.
She said, hey. They didn't know. They don't know. They didn't know.
No,
do you want to say hi?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
She heard it.
Awesome.
It's all coming together.
It is. Our plan
She came up here to go potty.
Uh-oh.
But, you know.
But she had to sing while she was doing it, right? Needed a theme song to take a piss.
She's making a boom boom.
You need a theme song for a boom boom. Gotcha.
Dropping a deuce. Dropping a deuce.
Dropping a deuce.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So you guys are talking about bummer stuff?
Yeah.
About cops killing people?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. It's not going to be a very happy episode tonight, but it's one of those things that, as a dad, it's really kind of affected me because, you know, what the hell do I fear for having my son going out alone as he gets older, because if he mouths off to somebody who just happens to be having a really bad fucking day or has a serious fucking power trip, is he going to come home, you know? And granted,
yeah.
I don't have half the problems that others do because I happen to have this whole, you know, certain color of skin thing going for me. But still, it's one of those things that it's not a fear that a parent should have.
Yeah, that's definitely a tough thing to wrestle with.
Mm-hmm.
My girlfriend just hit me in the head with a sink. Man, you're making this hard. This is real talk. You're hitting me in the head with stuff.
Sounds like she wants to wrestle a little bit there, bud.
She was sitting. Okay.
She was making a boom boom. We know that much.
She's dropping a deuce with the door open. I'm sitting on the bed. She found something on the floor and threw it from the toilet and hit me in the head.
Well, she's got a good aim. Don't piss her off. If she gets a gun in her hands, you could be fucked.
This is my life. I'm like, excuse me for a moment, madam. I'm going to make a phone call to a podcast. And she's like, hang on, let me take a crap and hit you in the head with shit.
Well, thank you for lightening the mood there.
No, yeah. I think we've said everything we wanted to say in terms of,
yeah.
You know.
I was about to be insightful, and then something skipped off my forehead. I'm all shook up. There was a watch battery from the floor of the bathroom? I got...
Who's taking their power tools in the bathroom?
I don't know, and now there's a dog in here. Man, I was like, I'm going to go to a nice quiet room, so a controlled environment to make a phone call to a podcast. There's dogs and watch batteries. Oh, no, she just sat down to pee. She clarified.
Oh.
She didn't poo.
There wasn't a boom boom then, huh?
She sat down like the lady she is to just tangle. Okay.
Isn't it all so right, confusing? You know, because girls will sit down either way. Well, they do.
Yeah.
And
you have no idea what they're actually doing.
It's like a fun. It's like a. You could bet money on that. Like, she's going in. What do you think? Like, I got 5 on poo.
I'll put 10 on tinkle.
Yeah. She's been drinking a lot of water today. I think she's peeing. Okay. All right. Let's reset. Are we recording? Is this happening?
Yes, this is happening. We've been recording, right. So that's lovely and fantastic.
All right. And 3, 2, 1. Hi.
Hi, Scott. Hello. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Not too shabby. Like I said, we're just talking about fuck the police, no, fearing cops, you know? It's been so long since I lived in Colorado, I don't remember much about the police presence down there, plus I'm a little stinted because I lived on a military base, so MPs were a different level of something not to fuck with, but for a totally different reason. Go ahead.
The police are... I live in Aurora, so that's... Aurora has a name for itself lately.
Yeah.
But the police here, like, after every time there's like a shooting or something shitty, there's like more police, but they don't actually seem to really like do more than write speeding tickets and have more involved like speed traps.
Yeah.
So it's kind of frustrating. Like you don't really feel like the amped up police presence is actually like doing anything other than making you more paranoid about signaling before you change lanes and stuff. Yeah. But like I'm not having really decided about like the whole, like, people are mad at the police and other people are like, well, they're just doing their job, and like, yeah, I see both sides of that, because if I was a cop, I would definitely be on edge about dealing with anybody because people are crazy nowadays. Mm-hmm. But I also, when I was younger, I had to do community service, and I had to do it in Denver. And after we had finished our community service, we were like hanging out and waiting to get our ride home and all that good stuff. And we were talking with one of the cops, and he enlightened us to what the Denver cops, at least then, that might be different, but at the time they were calling it alley riots.
Mm-hmm.
And what an alley riot was then, at least, was when a cop would arrest somebody for whatever reason, and they're saying, particularly if it was a drunk person that was being a dick, they would just pull off into an alley before they brought him down to the station, and then just beat the crap out of him, and then bring him down to the station, and then if they said anything, it's just some drunk guy, and they're like, well, I mean, I had to apprehend him, or this is how I found him, or something like that. And the cop pretty much was like telling us how they got away with beating up people on the weekends if they thought they were being jerks. So it's like, like, I understand there are good cops, but there's also those cops. So,
well, and I think even good cops can get pulled astray by, you know, peer pressure and being in the moment. You can take a good cop and make him bad really quickly.
Yeah, for sure. Because that's my girlfriend, the battery winging peer. her dad's actually a cop.
Mm-hmm.
But he does more. He was a drug enforcement cop, and he would do like big drug busts, and then now he's doing like high crimes where there's like big murder investigations and stuff. And he's like, he's even like, oh, I don't like beat cops. Like, those guys are dicks. So like, I feel like if that doesn't say something, then I don't know what does, because he's a cop, and he's like, those guys suck.
Yeah.
Like, he's always talking about how they don't have anything better to do, so they, like, go looking for something, and then things will get out of hand really fast because they want to be, like, super cop, but they're just hanging out writing, like, speeding tickets and writing tickets that are, like, skateboarding and stuff. So they're, like, looking for the next big thing, which isn't anything when you're hanging out and being a cop in the suburbs. So,
yeah. Well, I think there's something that goes into the psychological profile of somebody that just wants to have that much, you know, power and authority over somebody.
Definitely. One thing that I've heard, they're like, you can't trust somebody that wants to be a politician or a cop, because you're just like that. That is something like you just want to be in power.
Yeah, you're like self-selecting for a bad personality type to be in that position.
Yeah, like nobody wants like. I mean, there are good cops. There's people that are like, I want to go for the greater good. I want to make everything better. But for the most part, it's just like you seem like a power hungry person. So like, as soon as you get that kind of power, you're probably not going to go and like find bad guys. You're probably going to do shitty things. So it's just kind of questionable.
Are you telling me that people don't live by the rule or the Spider-Man rule that with great power comes great responsibility?
No. With great power comes free pizzas at Old Chicago.
Nice. And ass whoopings with a baton, right?
Yeah. That was one. It's little things like that, though. Like, I had a friend that worked at Old Chicago, and she was just like, anytime if a cop came in uniform, that dude ate free. And I was just like, well, that's kind of bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why? He got a job. Like, he decided he wanted to do that. Like, he shouldn't get special treatment because he decided to do that. Like, if a doctor came in and like a stethoscope and the little satellite dish on his head, like, he's not getting free pizza. He's probably getting charged the same. And then if he doesn't tip well, he's a dick, because they're like, well, he makes doctor money. So
you should be able to give doctor tips.
Yeah, you should tip more than 20%, man. You're a doctor.
Which means something completely different when you're an OBGYN.
I was going to say, that went a different place.
Yeah. An OBGYN or a proctologist, you say thank you, but you don't shake his hand.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, we've actually got a weird situation with the police here in Portland, because we had some incidents with some of the hothead cops causing problems and whatnot. We've also had some incidents where we've had a couple people that have actually done this whole suicide by cop thing.
Yeah,
and so because of that, I actually work with somebody who's on the police force, and he's actually been with them since like the mid to late 80s. Before that, he was a military cop, but he's one of the good guys. But he's like, what they have right now is they have what basically they call a very hands-off situation. So unless there's an actual like active fight, or there's gunshots actually being fired, if there's domestic disputes, problems like that, they more or less just stay out of it, because of the fact that they're so gun-shy, excuse the pun there, now to to actually get themselves into trouble or have to pay out any more lawsuits, that unless there's something seriously, seriously going wrong, they won't step in the middle of it. So they'll issue traffic citations, they'll make sure, you know, they'll do stuff like that, but they really have to literally see some serious shit going down before they'll even respond to the call, let alone do anything else.
But this is after things I mean, I honestly believe it was an accidental death, but there was a young girl that was killed because she was beat up by some cops. Now, she was acting erratic and like crazy and trying to scratch out eyeballs and whatnot, but they slammed her so hard on the ground that she had brain hemorrhaging and died.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah. So, I mean, shit happens, and then people, you know, they've almost gone to an overreaction where now they hardly get involved at all.
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing. It's definitely hard, because, like, I'm not the most pro cop, but that's just because I've had bad experiences with police. Mm-hmm. But I'm not saying that they're like they are definitely helpful.
Yeah,
like,
we've got cops in our family too. So
I just had bad experiences. That's like people that's just like, well, I don't need a Taco Bell because I've had bad experiences. Like, you can have good experiences at Taco Bell.
but once you get Montezuma's revenge once, and it's over.
Yeah, like, you just have, like, one bad cheesy Fiesta potato, and then you think they're all bad. But it's just, like, I think the idea of the body cameras is a really good idea.
Yeah.
But they're already doing that in some places, but for some reason there's an off switch. Like, I feel like you should just put it on and it's on.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And there's already been like weird, questionable situations where like the camera malfunctioned and then someone got beat up or someone died, and it's just like, why? Like, just, you should just remove as many variables. Mm-hmm. Like, it's going one way or the other. You're going to weed out the bad ones. Like, there's either going to be like really, really hard proof. You're going to see someone that just completely forgets that there's these cameras, or anybody that has a bad like track record is going to get their shit together and be like a good cop.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I just don't understand. Like, they keep trying to better everything, and then they keep leaving little loopholes to get around it. And it's just like, just don't do that. Like, you take the camera off the charger and it turns on.
Yeah.
And you wear it all day, and then you come home or come back to HQ and you upload it, and then you go home.
Yeah, and if your footage is somehow, you know, corrupted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For some reason, like a piece of tape ends up on the lens for like 4 or 5 minutes, and then...
Like, yeah, that would be something that would be a reprimandable event, you know? If your camera stops working for some reason, that is your fault, because these cameras work fine.
At that point in time, you should shut down...
Yeah, it'd be part of, like,
protocol. Yeah, shut down, return to base, get a new one. And I...
Well,
go ahead.
All I'm saying is, like, I don't understand how, like, a camera could, like, malfunction. I mean, obviously a camera can malfunction, but in the age of GoPros, where you can, like, toss it in the air and hit it with a baseball bat and have perfect footage of it, mm-hmm. like, a body camera should probably work good, like, 98% of the time. So,
well, hell, I saw that it was like a Discovery Health or something like that video where they showed sex from the inside. If a camera can survive that, they should be able to design one that doesn't turn off.
What kind of porn have you been watching?
No, it was this whole biological thing about reproduction and whatnot, and they got somebody to say, yeah, go ahead, stick a camera, you know, my hoo hoo, and then the guy penetrated. It was like penis. It was like, you know, all these, it's like penis, 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 spoot. I'm like, oh, God, it was not the front. I never wanted a front row seat of that, but there it was.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah. If they have that kind of technology in porn, I'm pretty sure the cops can afford some good cameras.
Yeah.
I agree, sir.
But then you go back to you flip to the other side of it, though, and look what happened with Eric Garner, where there was a video and everything was on tape.
But I don't know if they knew there was a camera.
No, that was part of the whole thing, is that the grand jury watched the video and they still
let loose. Sorry. I don't know if the cops knew that they were being filmed.
Well, yeah, but still, it doesn't matter.
I mean, in today's modern era, I assume somebody is watching me at all times. No,
my point being is that even if the cops didn't know, it doesn't matter. Somebody else, supposedly a jury of the peers of this person, watched this video and said, you know what? That chokehold where a black dude turned fucking purple, you literally watch his face turn purple. How often do you see that happen?
Yeah.
That was a perfectly necessary chokehold. The fuck it was. I mean, mixed martial arts and stuff that I do, I know what it takes to collapse the trachea, and it's not much. And then once that happens, you get it open again, it's rough.
But that's also, there's two different kinds. Like, you can asphyxiate somebody, and you can also just make them black out. Like, that was, even if he was just trying to, like, subdue him, like, that was unnecessary. Like, you could
see the veins bulging in the guy's arm. The amount of pressure he was putting on that guy's neck was beyond, I'm trying to subdue you. It was into, I'm, you know, looking to snap ligaments. Yeah, I'm gonna take care of some business here. And that, you know, that's, if people can watch that video and go, yeah, that was justified, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, see, that's like with the whole, like, there is justifiable force. Like, that's the thing, is like, I own a gun, and I'm all about, like, protecting yourself and, like, your loved ones and stuff like that. And so, like, I understand having to use necessary force if you're threatened. But when there's, like, 7 cops and one guy, like, laying on the ground, they're like, we probably should choke this guy.
Yeah.
Like, well, that sounds a little excessive. Like, he wasn't posing a threat. He was on the ground with people on his back. Like, he wasn't threatening anyone, so there's no need for any sort of force. Like, even if he was hard to handcuff, like, that is a big dude. Like, I feel like anyone that size is probably going to be hard to handcuff.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to, like, try and pop his head off.
And I still don't see where they had the right to handcuff him in the first place.
Yeah, because wasn't he just trying to, like, break up? Like, it wasn't even anything with the police. Like, other people were fighting. He was trying to, like, separate them or something like that.
I honestly can't comment on it because I don't know. And I've only seen the video of him getting talking to the cops while he seems to be a little on edge about the fact that he's talking to the cops. But then again, in today's age, day and age, why wouldn't you be? He wasn't doing anything that I saw that necessitated that kind of violence or that kind of force. I don't know. I don't have, once again, but that's the same thing with Michael Brown. I don't have enough information to make a very informed decision, except the only thing I truly can say is I don't think that either case, I can make the decision that lethal force was not justified. Now, how much responsibility falls on the cops for the situation versus how much responsibility falls on the person for pissing the cops off or whatever, I can't really lay blame to either side. All I can, or cut a certain percentage there. I can just simply say that I don't think that either situation required deadly use of force to subdue the person or to be able to detain them. There are other ways they could have handled the situation that would have involved these people still being alive and breathing today.
Definitely. Yeah, like you said, I don't know the whole story. Like, I have a very loose grasp, but, like, I think what I heard, which might be wrong, what I heard that there was, like, some kind of dispute, like, separate from that, and that guy actually, like, stepped in to stop, like, a fight or something like that, and then the cop showed up and he was all, like, amped up because he was
a black dude
stopping. He was a big black guy that was trying to do good, and then for some reason some cops, like, didn't like what he was doing or
because according to those cops, that's a unicorn, a black guy trying to do good. Those don't exist.
Yeah. that's like the Dave Chappelle thing that from his stand-up, like, after they, like, took, like, arrested him and he was unconscious, they, like, sprinkled some crack on him. Like, all right, gentlemen, mm-hmm. Let's call it a day. We'll go home.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen this 1,000 times. Some Negro moved into this house and put pictures of him and his family all around here.
Yeah.
And 10 years ago, we all thought that was a really funny joke, and now everybody's like, wait, that shit really happens?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like, well, because there was a thing, like, after the body cameras, like, and all that came out, and more people were, like, filming police and, like, realized that that was not illegal. Like, you can totally film a cop. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not a crime.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, when all that has happened, the reports of people being abused by cops and all that went down, like, mm-hmm. Substantially. Like, it was, like, 40 or 50%, like, reports of people calling in saying they were, like, reporting police brutality went down. And people were just like, well, now it's because they can't dispute it because there's evidence that they're not. And I was like, well, I think it might be the other way around. Like, the cop is like, well, I know
I'm, like, being watched.
Somebody, yeah, like, I have to actually not beat the crap out of this person before I write them a littering ticket.
And my argument is, it doesn't matter if it's the cops being better behaved because they're on camera or people not reporting things that didn't happen because they know they can disprove it. To me, it doesn't matter as long as people aren't being killed or hurt by police officers.
Yeah, like, regardless, results are results.
Exactly.
So. Yeah, I agree. That's why I didn't, like, people try and they're like, well, they didn't need this because, like, now that they can't lie. And I was like, well, I think the people taking the time to call and report abuse probably aren't, like, lying. They're probably just like, hey, your cop is a dick.
Yeah.
But what did you do to make him be that dick?
Like, well, he asked for my ID and I gave it to him. Yeah. He asked what I was doing out and I said, well, I was walking home.
And then he asked to search me.
Yeah, he asked if he could search my car, and I said I didn't think I did anything wrong, and then he pepper sprayed me.
Yeah. And he tased my ass.
And then I did something wrong.
Yeah. I reacted to the pepper spray in my eyes, and you said I was resisting arrest.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it occurs to me years later that I've been in several positions where I probably wasn't safe with a cop. Like, I...
Oh, for sure.
Like, I can think of one in particular where I got reprimanded by a cop for not pulling over soon enough because I was waiting until I got to an area that was better lit and had... I parked in front of an ATM because I knew ATMs have cameras. And,
yeah.
And he yelled at me. I mean, he actually, like, not kind of sort of raised his voice, but, like, literally yelled at me that I hadn't pulled over soon enough, and he was about to draw his weapon. And he said that to me. And
man.
And here I am, like, this 21-year-old girl, you know, and he's...
Like, I'm sorry.
And I'm like, I was just pulling in front of the ATM, and he's like, well, why did you need to do that? I'm like, so that you're on camera. I just told him flat out, you know, so that you're on camera.
I am protecting myself.
Yeah, like, for all I know, you're out here, because it was like 2 o'clock in the morning, you know?
Yeah.
For all I know, you're out trolling for girls to rape. I don't know.
You don't, I mean, just because he's got blinky lights doesn't mean he's even a cop.
Right.
Like, you don't, that could be just some crazy person, too. Like, you don't know. When I was younger, I got, you said you used to live in Denver?
We lived in Colorado Springs. Actually, lived in Fort Carson, which is just outside of Colorado Springs.
Okay. In Denver, there's an outdoor mall, 16th mm-hmm. Street Mall,
mm-hmm.
and it's 16th Street. Like, it's all just the only vehicles that are allowed on 16th Street are, like, are buses that run up and down the mall, and there's a bunch of shops and stuff like that. And I used to skateboard all the time and go downtown because there's skate parks and all that good stuff. And we were trying to catch a bus, and the bus station that would take me back to Aurora is at the very, very top of 16th Street. And so we were coming from, like, down, further down to go up 16th Street to the bus station. And we didn't know this, but apparently you're not allowed to ride bikes or skateboard or anything on the actual mall. And so we're all, like, a big group of us are going up the mall to try and get to the top so we don't miss the bus. And there's the, like, intersecting streets that go along 16th Street. And so I got split up from my friends. Like, they made it through the light, and I had to wait for the next crossing signal. And so I was hurrying to try and catch up with the group so I didn't miss the bus or anything like that. I couldn't find them or anything, and then all of a sudden I get tackled. And it's a cop. A cop tackled me off of my skateboard because he was saying that he was yelling at me to stop, but I didn't hear him because I was skating and I was trying to find my friends and stuff. And so they had already wrangled up the rest of them. And he tackled me off of the skateboard and was screaming at me like I was trying to, like, run from him or something. And it's for a skateboarding ticket.
Mm-hmm.
I was, like, there's, like, a handful of us, not even, like, skateboarding. We're, like, commuting.
Yeah.
And he was super pissed. There was six of them, like six or seven cops, like, wrangled us all up and everything like that, and acting like we did something terrible, screaming at us and everything like that. And then years later, I got robbed, like, beaten and robbed by, like, this group of dudes, and one cop showed up to take care of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there was six cops treating us like we were these monsters for rolling down a certain part of the sidewalk that we didn't know we weren't allowed to skateboard on. And I never understood, like, that kind of, like, mentality. Like, we're skateboarding and that's this terrible, horrible crime. And then I got, like, robbed and beaten, and they're just like, well, we're probably not going to find the guy, but you can give us a description. It was like, oh, thank you, sir.
Thanks for nothing, Anthony.
You found my... Yeah. You took down my description of a guy and his friends that had masks on, and you found my empty wallet on the ground. Like, good work.
Way to be all detective-like and shit.
Yeah. Tell your friend that, like, clotheslined me for skateboarding that he's doing a great job.
Yeah, we used to,
that's just
I used to get harassed for skateboarding too when I was younger. We actually had one of those what they called a school resource officer stationed in our high school. Yeah. And he would always give us a ration of shit. We never did it on school property because we knew you were not, you know, it was clearly in the handbook and everything else, you did not skate on school property. It just wasn't allowed.
Yeah.
But he would find us off school property. Like, we were over at a friend's house one time where his mom knew we were there for a lunch break. She was cool with it. Giving us crap, well, you can't skate here. Whose house is this? And he's like, it's mine, sir. He's like, it's not your house, you lions. You know, and we were just immediately these horrible kids because we were on skateboards and therefore we were these instant punks that were just out to cause, you know, no good. And
yeah,
while that's nothing that, you know, that minorities face, it still is kind of an abrupt. You're like, okay, so just because I'm doing something that some people who do bad things, I'm now part of that group and I'm instantaneously considered to be one of those bad people simply because you can't tell the difference between somebody who's commuting versus somebody who's actually trying to cause problems.
Yeah. That's, I never understood, like, people always will say like cops, like stereotype and profile and blah, blah, blah. And like, yeah, they totally do. Like, mm-hmm. I understand, like, I guess that might be part of them trying to, like, figure out what people are up to. Like, I'm sure that is part of what they have to do. But, I never understood how it, like, boiled down to, like, race. Because it's not necessarily because, like, I'm a 20-something-year-old white kid, and I get profiled constantly because I, like, look funny. Like, I have, like, holes in my face and my ears, and I have tattoos and like that. I feel like that gets like ignored when people talk about like how they're getting like discriminated and stuff like that. Like I get profiled all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just like, it's not a race thing. It's just like not being like a cookie cutter person. Like mm-hmm. if you have a big beard, and, like a shaved head, like you look like a criminal.
Or you're a big guy in general.
Yeah. If you're too, yeah, if you could be like the gentlest of giants, but if you're too big, like people just automatically assume you're just gonna like try and knock their block off or something and take their wallet, and it's just it's frustrating. I never understood like any of that. Like I just I got pulled over not too long ago, and a cop like walked up and just like, where are you going? I'm going home. He's like, where's that? I'm like, why does that matter? I was speeding. Like, I just drove too fast. I wasn't paying attention. Like, I'm a nice guy.
Yeah, does it matter where my house is at? Because technically, last I checked, this is a free country, and as long as I'm not...
Yeah.
You know, yes, I was speeding.
I'm not transporting babies that are not my own to foreign countries. I think I'm good. Yeah.
I don't have you know, dead placenta or dead fetuses in the back here that I'm trying to get out of here for stem cell research. I'm just driving, you know. Yeah. So,
like I only have one vial of stem cells, but they're mine.
Yeah, I've got my medical card for that and everything. I'm good to go. We're legit there.
Yeah, I have a doctor's notes for my stem cells, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why that matters. I have a lead foot and a vial of stem cells.
Write me my ticket and we'll call it a good day, sir. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. We happen to, where we live here, it's a very conservative area. And so I've been really having to bite my tongue or just walk away because some of these asshats around here that they're like, oh, I'm standing with Officer Darren Wilson. And obviously that young blanky blank was up to no good and blah, blah, blah. And you have no idea what he was going to do or vice versa. And they just automatically assume because the guy is in uniform and has a badge on his chest that his word is gospel, that everybody else must be lying. But they've got like what, 3 or 4 eyewitness accounts stating the same thing, but what they saw versus what his report stated were completely polar opposites. But because he's got the badge, it's okay. He was right.
Well, that's the thing. It's just, it's all like, it's all circumstance. Like if there's not video or like 1,000 eyewitnesses that all saw the same thing, like there's going to be one side or the other. And then either way, it's kind of ridiculous because like, obviously there's friends of that dude and family of that dude that doesn't really care what the circumstances. They're just like, fuck that guy. That guy killed my friend. That guy killed my son. Like, if somebody killed my kid, I don't care why. I'd be like, I don't like that guy.
Automatically, you're no longer my friend.
Yeah, but it was the exact opposite. Like, if that person was endangering my son and he killed them, then I'd be like, well, yeah, that guy was acting like a dick. He was trying to hurt him, and he protected himself. Like, there's not any... You can't... if you are that far removed, you don't really have anywhere to claim a side because you don't know what happened. Mm-hmm. You weren't there. You don't really have any relation to it. So, like, it's all very subjective because unless, like, that was you. Like, if someone was threatening me, if someone was acting crazy and I had a weapon and I felt threatened, like, yeah, I'm probably going to shoot that guy because I don't want to die. But, like, it's all subjective. You don't know what happened because no one was there. So you can't really, like, I don't understand how people are so, like, there's Facebook friendships being ripped apart because of this thing. Because no, everyone is putting so much emotion into something that they don't really, really know about.
Yeah.
It's all stuff that they heard on the news.
Exactly. Like, I just feel like if people would all take a step back and say, you know, I don't really know exactly what happened, here's my thoughts on the country as a whole. Not this particular situation, but, you know, maybe we should consider having all cops wear a body camera. Maybe we should consider, you know, but nobody's doing anything constructive. They're just all siding with somebody and thinking that that's enough.
Well, no, they're doing a lot of good stuff. They're having trending hashtags on Twitter and Facebook.
You're right. Changing the world. I completely overlooked the good works that are going into this.
Yeah. For every, like...
an angel gets his wings.
Something, yeah. An angel in Ferguson doesn't shoot another person? I don't know. It's useless. It's just, I don't understand. Like, I feel like if half the people that pretended to give a shit on Facebook actually did something to try and, like, make a difference, like, a difference might be made, but, like, everybody just... likes a lot of posts and then speaks their mind until someone says differently and then they delete their post. Mm-hmm. So it just...
Yeah, those people that have really strong convictions that delete their posts on the first...
Yeah, they're like, I think this should have happened. And then 10 people are like, yeah. And then one person is like, well, what about this? And they're like, fuck you. And then they delete it. So
that happened during the whole medical marijuana debate here. When the elections were happening, an old... daycare provider of mine, she posted on there about how, and basically her entire argument was formulated around the whole drugs are bad, okay? And so yeah. I'm just like, okay, she's like, you know, marijuana, it's impaired and it impairs your judgment just like alcohol and prescription drugs do. I'm like, okay, so when are we going to outlaw alcohol and prescription drugs? Let's do this.
Well, you remember when there was prohibition, how well that turned out.
Exactly. So I asked her that straight up. I'm like, so that's okay, let's outlaw alcohol and prescription drugs, because while they do have a good purpose in a way, obviously there's the negatives outweigh the pros, so let's just go ahead and outlaw those too. And then all of a sudden, boom, post deleted. I'm like, oh, really? So that's the entirety of your argument, huh? You don't have a factual thing that you can back it up with, so now you're just going to run with your tail tucked between your legs.
Well, that's the thing. When prohibition happened, the mob... was born. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that was great.
Yeah, that helped everyone. Quite a bit, yeah.
It helped our economy.
Yeah. I mean,
tons.
It's still sticking around. There's still some of that, I think.
Hey, you know, but without the mob, where would we get those fashionable cement block shoes?
No one would have any sweet Al Capone posters in their bedroom.
Exactly.
So
we wouldn't have awesome shows like that Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or Scarface.
Yeah.
And say hello to my little friend.
Yeah, see, you know what? We should outlaw all this shit. We need more good movies and posters. What are we waiting for? I'm going to make a Facebook post right now. For every like, I'm going to really like that you liked my like.
Well, I, sir, will like it. Definitely be one of the people who likes it.
Yeah. It'll be a like fest heard around the world.
A giant circle.
It'll be on BuzzFeed tomorrow.
Is that the modern day 15 minutes of fame being Yeah.
Well, Reddit, well, see, BuzzFeed.
What happens is what you do is if you work for BuzzFeed, you just are a person that hangs out on Reddit all day. Mm-hmm. And you wait till something makes it to the top, the front page of Reddit, and then you take that, and then you post it to BuzzFeed, and then you share it on Facebook. And that's your job.
I think Justin could do that for a living. He's pretty much right on Reddit all the time.
Yeah. I need to send BuzzFeed my resume, because that's all I do. If I'm not at work, I'm just looking at it, and I'm like, I like that. I'm going to share that on Facebook. Like, did you see this cute cat? It, like, walks around, and it does a thing. It's awesome.
Now watch the likes come pouring in. Yes.
And the fear of all internet dollars.
And then, like, you have to, if it's something that's kind of obscure, that's kind of weird, you have to post it and then be like, we need to make this go viral. Share. And then it goes viral.
And then somebody takes that, you know, a Photoshop and takes that person holding that piece of paper and Photoshops it out. For every like I get, or for every million likes we get, we'll help cure cancer or something like that. And I want to show my students that, you know, these pictures can travel around the internet and blah, 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 blah. It's like, oh my God. No, Bill Gates is not going to donate a dollar for every like.
I told my kid if this picture got a million likes, we could name the puppy Poop Pants.
Unfortunately, we had to name it Farty.
Yeah.
It only got 900.
She changed her mind. She's four. She forgot about this like yesterday.
So it really is. I just feel we're in a very strange place in society right now and as a country. Between having a black president and having a bunch of pissed off, you know, people, racists that are not happy about that, to having all this extra racial tension starting to boil over. And it's almost kind of like watching the LA riots all over again, but for different reasons.
That's what I was going to say. It's kind of like that whole history repeating itself thing.
Yeah, because we didn't like learn from the past.
Are there any riots in Colorado going on right now?
Oh no! I heard there was some. I heard
y'all
there
are
was
getting
some
high
kind of,
and happy as fuck.
Yeah, we're all just like, calm down, guys. It's not that big of a deal. Now, there was I saw a thing. There was like, high schools had. What's it called? A walkout, when they all just stood up and they're like, we've had enough. And then they walk around and are upset for a day and they go back to school the next day.
Mm-hmm. Like they do.
Something like that. Yeah. Well, I was talking to my friend about that kind of stuff. Like, there was like four or five or six schools that did that. Like, a bunch of students got up and walked out and like marched and stuff like that. And it's like, oh, what a beautiful, like, they're standing up and making sure people know what they think. And then I was like, wait a minute. When I was in high school, I didn't want to be in class. So they're like, we're walking out. And I'll be like, yes, why? And they're like, for this guy. I'm like, yeah, for that guy. Let's go.
And you know, and just, it's funny you say
you just
that.
Start marching.
Oh, we had
a. Like, is it cool if we hit Chipotle on the way? all this marching's got me hungry.
Oh, it's funny you bring that up, because we actually had a walkout in my high school. We had the whole. I don't know if your high school had it, but at our place it was a really big thing to have the junior senior wars, and there was pranks and all the stupid shit that would happen and blah blah blah. And somebody inevitably would always take it, you know, that one step too far. There's always that one douchebag in the crowd that can't figure out how to, you know, hold their liquor or whatever, so they always go that one step past the line and it makes it no longer fun.
You made it weird.
Yeah, he just made it weird at that point, but not even like the enjoyable way, just kind of a really just dumb way. So somebody's house got egged, and one of the eggs broke a window, and so it became a vandalism case, and nobody would fess up to who did it. Yeah. And so it just immediately became this whole thing, okay, well, fine. You guys aren't going to fess up to who did it, so we're going to cancel homecoming. And, of course, there was righteous indignation throughout the halls of Park Rose High School, and people were pissed off that their homecoming dance was getting canceled because they were punishing the masses, and it was only, you know, one or two students.
It's injustice.
And so everybody scheduled a walkout, and everybody walked out and went to the, and they have the new, somebody had called a news crew, so they had like the local news channels there and all this stuff. And I was like, I'm like, wait, there's a walkout today? Why? Like, because they canceled homecoming. I'm like, oh, but wait, that means I get out of class, right? They're like, yeah,
yeah, there's
like,
a walkout. Why? Like, so, forget it. I don't care. Let's go.
I'm like, what fucking time is this happening at? They're like, it's like at 9:45. I'm like, I'm there. So yeah. I'm out standing out, and I think I've got my picture in a newspaper or something like that behind one of my friends. I'm just out there standing in this in the middle of the football field. Like, yeah, I'm out here. Fuck, we need homecoming.
And all those cool kids were like, wait, we always skip classes this day, time and day.
Yeah, the people, they want to dance. Yeah. We can dance if we want to.
You can leave your friends
leave
behind.
Class behind.
Exactly. Because your class isn't the dance, and if they don't dance, well, it's no class I want to be in.
Yeah. I'm going to go dance out on the football field with my brothers in the walkout for whatever this is. Let's go.
Let's do this.
Yeah. It's like Vietnam, except about homecoming. We're protesting. We're making a difference.
Well, that now brings me into the next little part that I wanted to discuss tonight. So it's kind of, once again, it's funny that you said that. I need to ask, how does lying down across a freeway or a road or a main thoroughfare to stop traffic in the Pacific Northwest help a dead kid in Ferguson, Missouri?
I'm going to speak to this.
Go ahead. Please do.
I'm going to speak to this because I actually think that of all the things somebody could do to protest something, peacefully disrupting the flow of traffic is probably one of the highest on the list. Because A, you get people's fucking attention.
Mm-hmm.
B, you aren't hurting anybody. And C, you get people's fucking attention quick.
That's true.
And I am very much against any kind of quote-unquote rioting where you're looting and all this stupid shit. Like, what point is that proving that you are ridiculous people?
That just make you look worse.
Yeah, exactly.
That doesn't help.
But the whole disturbing traffic or like a civil disobedience issue, I think that that does what you're trying to do by protesting. And it doesn't hurt anybody.
No, I agree with that. But I tend to be... not like incredibly irritable, but it doesn't take much for me to be like, hey, fuck you. If I was trying to go somewhere and there's a bunch of people laying in the road, I'd be like, get the fuck out of the way. Like, what are you protesting? Well, fuck you. I'm trying to go get more of that Chipotle that I brought up earlier, and you're in the way. Like, just... meet me at Chipotle and get the fuck out of the way of my car.
I'm now protesting your protest because I'm hungry.
Yeah,
damn it.
I don't care what you're upset about. I'm upset because I'm hungry and you're in the way of me and food.
I agree with both standpoints.
Yeah, I am all about peaceful protest and I completely agree. I've been to a protest in my day, but I did not get in the way of anybody's food.
For me, it's always been a simple physics lesson, because what's going to inevitably happen, if you ever watch those videos like the old people that somehow mistook the gas pedal for the brake pedal, and they mow down like 70 people in the span of, I don't know, 5 seconds, all it takes when you're lying across that wonderful freeway there is one pissed off person who happens to have, just have had like that Michael Douglas and Falling Down kind of day to just be like, you know what?
Yeah.
Fuck this noise.
Like, I don't
gonna,
care.
Yeah. And they're going to make a grease spot out of your ass. And then what purpose did that serve? Now you got to have.
Well, what's going to happen is they're going to be like, today during a blah, blah, blah protest, a man was killed when another man ran him over. And then they're going to completely ignore why someone was laying in the road. They'd be like, during a protest for, I don't know, something, someone was murdered by a vehicle. And then it will turn into, like, a completely other thing, and it will completely overshadow the protest.
Mm-hmm. And then
it'll turn into be like, is this a hate crime because they were protesting the death of a black man? And, like, then it'll just be a whole other monster, and then there'll be more protests about the protests, and then there'll be people lining up peacefully protesting in their cars in defense of the guy that sneezed and accidentally stepped on the gas pedal.
Or maybe he just really had to shit and didn't want to mess up his interior.
Yeah. So, like, you have to understand, I'm all about your cause, but I can't sit here any longer.
I had that Chipotle we previously talked about. It's now doing a number on my bowels, and I'm about ready to mess up this really expensive interior, and I just can't do that.
I had extra hot sauce on this delicious burrito. I swear, I'm not getting paid by Chipotle for this. I just really love Chipotle. This wonderful burrito, blessed by the gods, has just run right through me, and you're laying in the way of me in a toilet. Yeah.
And quite frankly, it's a lot easier to hose you off the outside of my car than it is to hose off the inside of...
hose me off out the inside of my car.
Exactly.
My brain is broken.
Well, I could actually kind of bring that back and make it a little more relatable to what happened today. So I went to another one of Ezra's basketball. Yeah, I went to another one of Ezra's basketball games today, and that same team. That same team that was pissing me off last week when I called into your show. They were there again. They had this one little cocky son of a bitch for a kid that's got like Napoleon syndrome. I mean, he's in fifth grade, but he's the same size as my 5-year-old daughter. So he's not a very big kid, but he's got the attitude of a 32-year-old, you know. And he was huffing it down the court with the ball, and he'd been talking smack to one of our players, and this kid is like a fifth grade 6'2" ginger. I mean, it's like it's just, you shouldn't probably mess with this kid at the size that he's at. So something happened, and one kid accidentally ran into the smaller kid, and he did one of those where he hits the ground, and you hear him like squeak across the gym floor. And then he immediately starts crying and freaking out, and it was a little short Napoleon kid that was crying, right? And I didn't even think about it. I just blurted out, "Well, good." Right in the middle of the
walk it off.
Well, no, I was happy to see the little fuck get hurt, because I was sick and tired of listening to his mouth the entire goddamn game, and so I was texting Jody about that. She's like, "You seriously said that?" And I'm like, "Well yeah."
No, that's not what I said.
Well, it was something you gave off the tone.
I was just
tone.
Like, really?
Yeah, you gave off the tone like you were disapproving of the fact that I thought it was funny and good thing that this little kid got hurt. And so I'm like,
I thought it was a little funny.
Yeah.
It needs a squeaky sound. Come on, that's funny.
I did this sad face emoticon, like, are you really making fun of this poor child for getting hurt?
So then
and all you reply back is, squee!
Well, I replied back, maybe I'm being a little insensitive, but somebody needs to, like, you know, kick his mom in the cunt, because it's just one of those things that your kid should not be that much of an asswipe in fifth grade, because he's going to grow up to be Officer Darren Wilson, who's going to put a bullet in somebody's head because he can't control his temper or anything else, so... If he gets his face just rubbed across the gym floor once in a while, I don't see a problem with that.
And get some humility squeaked into your face.
Exactly. You'll look at.
I want that on a t-shirt. You need some humility squeaked in your face.
Maybe we'll have to make that some of the show merch.
I'd buy that shirt. That sounds like a good shirt.
I'd buy that for $1. Oh, man, that's awesome. Oh, boy. Well, I didn't expect the conversation to go there, but I love it.
Yeah. Oh, the places you'll go.
Yes, yes. Oh, man. Well, sir, I think we're going to move on to the next portion of the show here. So if you want to hang out, you can.
Yeah,
but if you got to go, then I understand. So.
Yeah, I ran out of... I brought a beer up here before I called you, and I drank it. And I found... Well, I drank that, and... I'm a magnificent drunk, so I'm in my bedroom, and I found a flask of whiskey.
Yep.
And I'm all out of that, too. So.
Okay.
Well, I drank, like, a bunch of Fireball and beers, so now I'm good to go.
Oh, Fireball.
Yeah.
Wow. I can't drink that stuff. That stuff is...
I have discovered the best way for me to drink it is to just straight shot it and then chase it with the hard cider.
Oh, okay, so I've been recently, I'm not sure if you know, I'm no longer officially a pool boy.
I think I had heard that, yeah.
Yeah, you're now artist formerly known as a pool boy.
Yeah, I'm a pool boy in spirit, but I've been working at a bar, and it's the worst bar ever. It's terrible.
I worked at a hotel bar. Does that make you feel better?
A little bit. But, well, this... I'm gonna use this story to segue into another quick story, and then I will depart.
Sounds good, bud.
But so you're talking about Fireball, and you're saying you're having cider.
Yeah, Angry Orchard hard cider.
Yeah. So at the bar, we serve Angry Orchard, and we have Fireball, and a popular drink that a lot of people have. It's called Angry Balls.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you pour most of a glass of beer and take a shot of Fireball and you pour it into the beer and then you drink it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Angry Balls. But that was my short little shitty story to lead into poop talk. So, part of one of my duties at the bar, depending on the night of the week, is to handle the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
At this shitty, shitty bar.
So your duty is to handle duty.
Yeah, pretty much. So, when I first started working there, they're like, oh, sometimes people puke and you gotta clean up puke. And I was like, ah, that sucks. Like, a good night if it's Friday. It was a good night if I didn't have to clean up puke. Well, that was wrong. I was lying to myself. A good night is if you don't have to clean up human shit. And the other night was not a good night.
Oh.
I never knew a human, an adult, was incapable of shitting in a toilet until the other night.
It happens more often than you'd like to know.
But it wasn't even like somebody like ran in and went into the bathroom and then like went to the corner of the room and just like intentionally shit on the floor. It was like somebody like ran in and they're like, oh no, and then like pulled down their pants and like was like 6 inches from actually sitting on the toilet before they just shit all over the back of the toilet.
Yeah, my grandfather did that once. He went to some all you can eat buffet
and there you go.
Ordered the clam or ate the clams.
Oh
yeah!
Never eat the clams at
an all-you-can-eat buffet. Well, let's just say he ran into the bathroom, and my dad happened to be with him because they both work for the same company and they're out of town. And so my grandpa runs in there. And my dad's like, "Oh shit!" Because
My dad heard it happen.
My dad said he heard the belt. He heard the belt clear, the pants slide down a little bit. They heard the shit hit the back of the wall as the vomit hit the door.
and
it was a classy enough buffet that it had like a guy that was like the towel man or whatever at the bathroom.
Oh, there was an attendant, and he was like, "God damn it!"
He was like, "Is everything okay in there?" He's like, "Well, right now my dad, what did he say?" He said, "Right now he's a double pumper, but we'll get him cleaned up here in a little bit."
The weirdest thing was that all the attendant said was, "Not again."
I hate Thursdays.
He's like, huh.
When are they going to stop?
Like, well, at least I still have my gloves on. No, in my head, when I was cleaning it up, I just had this, like, vision running through my head of somebody like, oh no, oh no, oh no. And then they're like, damn it. And then they just were like, well, and then they pulled up their pants and, like, went home. Like, I'm calling it a night.
Yeah, there's no way to salvage that. But game over.
Yeah,
I shit
everywhere.
Home.
Yeah, you can't pick up on a chick at that point and then pull your pants off later and have that smell waft up and hit her in the face.
Yeah,
it's just
like,
not gonna work.
You're not going, and they're like, well, tonight's been pretty shitty. Yeah. And you're like, oh yeah, well at least we're here. And they're like, no.
Been
shitty. You don't understand. I've had a really rough night.
God, Jody can't breathe. She's laughing so hard right now.
And with that, I will say goodnight, sir. And
all right,
madam.
Sir. You have a wonderful evening, and go throw something at your girlfriend. Get her back.
I don't know where that watch battery is.
Until you said the whole line about it's going pretty shitty.
All right, bud. Well, you have a wonderful evening.
Yeah, man, you too. Thanks for letting me call in and talk about poop.
No problem, buddy. Anytime. You're welcome. Anytime.
All right.
Bye.
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 Well, I don't know if it's the booze talking, but that was fracking hilarious.
Yeah, that didn't quite go the way I expected it to go, but hey.
Hey, I like the lightning of our very special episode.
So
I'm officially toasted too. I don't know how many shots I had in there, but I didn't anticipate drinking the whole thing, and it's gone.
Yeah, but you always tend to do that with the fireballs in front of you. So, all right. Well, real quick here, before we get too far out of this, one more thing I want to play because I think it's very poignant to this. So,
are you bringing it down again?
I'm going to bring it down a little bit. Okay. But basically, I saw a post by Jay Whitaker, who's part of the Geek Show podcast, mm-hmm. and he was talking about the whole guy dying in New York with the video footage and the grand jury doing what they did and how it was very depressing to him as an upstanding African-American male who's raising an upstanding African-American youth. And he's served in our armed forces. He's been thinking about going into law enforcement, et cetera, et cetera. And so this has all just kind of created a lot of conflict in him. And he posted this Daily Show video, and it was a really good video.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's really good.
But then the commentary after the video was a little bit rough. So we're just going to start with the video first here, and I will.
I'm gonna put on my glasses.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and play this. There it goes. I think we're getting that.
How Oregonian is it to get your health insurance from healthcare.gov? Healthcare.gov knows they are filberts.
You can hear our Oregonian ad for healthcare.gov.
Which used to be an Oregonian ad for
out-of-state gas stations. Cover Oregon.
Cover Oregon until they figured out it was a giant piece of poopy, and now they're talking about how great healthcare.gov is.
And healthcare.gov and how Oregonian it is, because they know it's a filbert, not a hazelnut. We're getting
discounts on premiums. Healthcare.gov. It's really, really Oregonian.
Yeah, it is.
For the past couple of nights here on the program, we've been dealing with the fallout from the grand jury decision in Missouri, failing to indict the officer responsible for the shooting death of Michael Brown. We did our best here to process those events, even enjoyed actually a bit of fun at the expense of the St. Louis Rams and St. Louis Police Association Twitter war. And I know doing those bits helps no one. Other than maybe us here at the show individually as a creative outlet, a catharsis, a way of processing emotion that might otherwise be undigested. By the way, that process brought to you by Arby's. Arby's. You think pain and grief are hard to digest? But anyway, at least that process has begun. And we were glad to be able to move forward ever so slowly, hoping that we might, as a country, have a respite from these types of injustices. And we did have a respite for maybe, what time is it?
No indictment in the death of Eric Garner. A grand jury in New York City has decided not to charge a white New York City police officer in the death of an unarmed African-American man.
I don't know. I honestly don't know what to say. If comedy is tragedy plus time, I need more time. But I would really settle for less tragedy, to be honest with you. You know, I think what is so utterly depressing is that none of the ambiguities that existed in the Ferguson case exist in the Staten Island case. And yet the outcome is exactly the same. No crime, no trial, all harm, no foul. In Ferguson, at least you had conflicting witness testimony. You had conflicting forensics. You had the specter, at least, of police self-defense. But here, there is none of that. The coroner called it a homicide. The guy's not acting threatening, and we know that not through witness testimony, unreliable bystanders, but because we are watching it. Someone taped it. A couple of days ago, the White House proposed more cameras on cop vests as a solution to this type of violence. I assume that the solution they're proposing, if implemented, would look something like the Eric Garner case. I mean, maybe, to look at the bright side, we're about to save ourselves a load of money on cop camera vests, but damn. We are definitely not living in a post-racial society, and I can imagine there are a lot of people out there wondering how much of a society we're living in at all. And that's our show. So, cha-cha-cha. Ah. I don't know what to say. It just happened, so I have not had a chance to really digest it. I'm going to need a segue. I'm going to need a little piece of video footage to change the mood here. So.
I mean, that breaks up anything.
Okay, it's nice. I like it. Although in my current frame of mind, I can't help but wonder, oh, of course, the white cat's getting a massage.
That video actually, it did some damage for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because if Jon Stewart can't make it
funny
in some way, shape, or form, fuck. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's that bad. But Jay Whittaker posted this that, you know, he was talking about how poignant what Jon Stewart said was, blah 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 blah. And then about feeling conflicted about wanting to join not the armed forces, but wanting to be, you know, possibly join a police force. And while he's kind of sheltered from it, from where he lives, because there's not a lot of, you know, most of what he gets out there is just people like, whoa, there are black people, because he lives in the middle of Utah. Mm-hmm. He's treated more like a unicorn than he is a bad thing. Then some guy hopped onto the feed, and of course, first, before I even read through all this, I have to say, lack of good punctuation, lack of good grammar, not a single fucking paragraph. It was all just like one big run on. Mm-hmm. But I'll emphasize wherever he put it in caps, because there are certain spots where he decided to use caps, because that was very important. It is very obvious what is happening here, and it boggles my mind why most blacks and a lot of liberals can't see it. Watch the video again and see how this asshole is pandering for popularity. Other than Fox News and talk radio, every other television and film media is far left in creating these conflicts, because without 100% of the black vote and 90% of the Hispanic vote, there's no way that they could ever win an election. If you're in the television or Hollywood medium and you take the correct stance, it would be career suicide. What case of injustice will they choose for your idiots to be outraged about next week? All the details on failure of foreign policy and the economic disaster we have experienced due to the left the past 7 years have been pushed under the rug for 24/7 coverage on Trayvon Martin, Michael Brown, and this fat dude who had a heart attack because he refused to put his hands behind his back. You blacks who say you are afraid of being shot by the police are full of shit, and you know it. You know what is scary? Being around black youth for fear of the knockout game, or being attacked and beaten to death by a hammer for absolutely no reason all other than because they feel vengeful for the bullshit they are being fed in the media. I said it just like that because that's how he wrote it. It wasn't like, once again, right there, that broke my brain trying to read that because it was written wrong, but sorry. Let me find my spot again. Any of you who think that TM or, you know, Trayvon Martin or Michael Brown were not responsible for their own deaths are completely ignorant and a puppet. Start thinking for yourselves. I guarantee you that 90% of the public is not in your corner, although it might seem that way from watching your television.
Fuck you.
Yeah. I have to commend Jay, though, for his response. Because here's what he said was, he's like, he said this guy's name, because, you know, it was there in the post. He said, I apologize that my son and I scare you that much. Hopefully you live in a gated community where you can feel safe, so on and so forth. And basically just said, I hope you have a wonderful day. And it was very
positive
of that, kind of that syrupy sweet. You know how Jay is, kind of that smart ass, but still. But it was just what I was expecting him to, like, lose his shit. Now, everybody else lost their shit for him.
Sure.
But it was just like,
I mean, that dude is loved. Like, mm-hmm. So many powers to mm-hmm. the umpteenth power.
Mm-hmm.
He is loved. And to see somebody spew that kind of vitriol on something he posted would send them over the edge,
and,
for sure.
And then not to mention the fact, just to listen to that much stupidity come out of one person's head. That is the mentality that we're dealing with here in America. From both sides.
It's all them there liberals spewing their liberal agenda.
I'm not even going to go down that. That right there, that type of retardation, and I'm going to call it that, it's mm-hmm. mental retardation at that point, where all he thinks is that Fox News is the truth and every other station is fucked up. And then you get to ones who are on the far, far left, and they always think that all the other ones are okay, but like Fox News and all of them have the conservative bias. Guess what? Anybody who can't figure out how to shoot down the fucking middle and try to compromise, you're all fucking idiots. There's nothing wrong with standing for what you believe in and having a valid opinion and a point, but when that opinion becomes intrusive onto somebody else's basic human rights, then we've got a problem. And you go from being somebody with an opinion to being an ignorant asshat who should not have the right to live, breathe, or anything else, but you do because of men like my father who fought for this country and the rights that you have, and for what these people stand for or what this country is supposed to stand for. So that right there is the problem. That type of narrow-mindedness where all you have tunnel vision and all you can see is, I'm scared of blacks. I'm scared shitless of African-Americans. And because of that, all African-Americans are bad. Anything that they do, if they get in trouble, it's because they obviously did something wrong, and it couldn't be this wonderful white person over here who's pristine, who never does anything wrong. KKK. Sorry. And that's not how we need to look at these situations. I look at it as this. I think both sides are at fault here. I think the people who are dead could have done things slightly differently. And I think that the cops could have done something slightly differently. And if that gets people to hate me, okay, fine, whatever. But at least I can see that there is a way that the situation could have been changed if both parties had pulled their heads out of their fucking asses and figured out how to compromise. Now, does that mean that I think that the stop in the first place was justified? No, not even a little bit. But granted, not to the same extent, I've been harassed by cops. I've been stopped unjustifiably, no justification whatsoever, by cops. And I've watched when my attitude helped me and when my attitude didn't help me. There are ways to affect positive change in this country and with people without having to be a raging dickwad. Now, however, I'm going to preface that entire last statement that I just made with this simple fact of, I get it. I get being pissed off to the point where you no longer think you should have to put up with it, and so you stand up for yourself. And I don't think that should get you killed. I think that that should, while may not be the best response, I can see why that response was there, and I don't think that that would be a reason, should be a reason for you to no longer be on this planet. Now, had that big dude taken a swing at one of the cops, had he charged somebody, tables tilt a little bit.
It might be a little bit more clear, but...
But that's not what happened.
But that's not what happened. And I think that his biggest offense was that he was a big, scary black dude.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not enough. And no. Just like it's not enough for people in Portland, cops in Portland, to hurt somebody because they're scruffy looking, mm-hmm. or acting crazy. You mm-hmm. know, like there's a difference between acting crazy and trying to kill somebody.
Yep.
And they should be more trained to know what that looks like. And I can't imagine being a mom of a black teenager today.
Yeah.
I honestly don't
think... Or any other minority.
Any minority, to be honest. But I really do feel like... being African American, especially in a place that's not heavily populated,
mm-hmm.
like Portland, like we don't have a high concentration, right? There, and yeah, I'll be the first to admit as a white person that I have been intimidated by black youth in certain situations where I felt unsafe. Not maybe not because they were black, but because I've been just as intimidated by white youth. Mm-hmm. But and it's because of a programming from a very early age.
Mm-hmm.
And how do we break the programming? Everybody should examine, how do we break the programming? How do we stop this from continuing? Because my mom taught me to fear people who were different.
Mm-hmm.
How do we not do that anymore?
Yeah.
So I think that I would like to leave that with the audience, that the few people that listen to us. How do you break the programming? What do you do with your kids to make it so that when they see somebody different, that it's not their first assumption that they're bad?
You as a parent, you have to take that step to, even though you have those built-in whatevers, do not pass that shit down. It's like anything else. Don't pass your own neuroses down to your children. Do your best to not pass that along. I've made a very conscious decision to not because my parents, while they weren't ever, you know, they never, we've had my dad, especially being in the military and all that, we had a lot of I don't want to say this because it makes you sound like the racist. We had black friends. We had Mexican friends. My dad's usually pretty good about judging somebody for their character, not for their skin color. We've worked with all types, especially when we're in church. We worked with a lot of troubled youth from all different angles. But they did not handle, as you said, the certain things that they considered different or weird very well. Somebody like Scott, who's got the septum piercing, who's got the enlarged earlobes, who's got the tattoos, and just has that kind of look to him, they would have had second thoughts about him until they met him and talked to him. But that initial response, which is actually partially kind of biologically programmed because you're, absolutely, you know, but it shouldn't be there. You shouldn't have that first knee-jerk reaction to automatically fear somebody because of whatever. But also, I want to go back to what we opened up with. In all of this, with this situation, no matter which side of the coin you're on, no matter what you feel about it, if you're going to protest or if you're going to talk about this or if you're going to do whatever, always look at your situation when you're raising your children or anything else and go, how are my actions or what I've done benefiting me or benefiting my kids? And if the answer to that, if you can't answer that, you're fucking up and you're doing something wrong. It's time to reevaluate your situation. So all I know is that knowing that I've got a smart-ass kid who's got a big mouth like I did when I was his age, that I'm really trying to get him to reel in, this could very easily happen to him. Maybe not the whole shooting death thing, but getting roughed up by cops, getting treated poorly by these people because he's got a fat mouth and he doesn't know when to shut it, and putting myself in the situation, I can't fathom losing one of my kids. I don't want to, because I don't want to know what I would end up doing to the person that made me lose one of my kids, because I don't know that I could control myself. And I don't think that the riots and the quote unquote inciting of whatever that they're trying to pin on the guy's stepdad and whatnot now, is okay. To do those things, I also understand why, because there is so much anger there. You get to a point sometimes where you're so pissed off that it becomes damn near impossible to control yourself. And they want to protect their kids, but they feel like they can't protect their kids. So you take a dog.
How do you protect them from the protectors?
Exactly. But it's like, I look at it as a situation, and I don't want to think, make people think that I'm comparing black people to dogs, and that's how I classify them. But if you look at an animal, and you take an animal, even the sweetest of animals, the best trained dog, whatever, if they feel threatened, if they feel cornered, if they feel like their only option to get out of the situation they're in is to attack and to do what they're going to do, that is what they're going to do.
Well, I think what you're saying is humans are just animals. We have animal instincts.
And if you feel
any person if they're put in that position, is going to feel threatened and have to do something about it biologically.
And both sides of that coin, the cop or the the cop or the youth, are going to feel threatened. And the cop is supposed to be the one with the training
to handle it.
To handle that, and who is supposed to have had the type of training to allow them to handle the situation in a way that can hopefully, unless it's absolutely 115% necessary, end it in a non-lethal way. And that has not been happening, and that is where the cops have failed us, and now the justice system, who is not convicting these cops for failing us, is failing us, and all these people who are simply jumping on board with the cops because they are a cop, you are failing us. You all need to remove your heads from your asses and figure it the fuck out. Understand, put yourself in that situation as that kid. How would you have reacted? You can't sit there and tell me that you're just going to bow down to the cop at all times, especially if you feel like you're being harassed or violated or whatever, or you feel threatened. When you put yourself in a threatening situation and you feel like your only option is to fight or flight, what are you going to do there? And then tell me how it would have ended differently. And then the same thing for the cop. That person, while yes, he was in that situation, he is supposed to have the training to handle this. And it is very blatantly fucking apparent that they don't, and that something needs to change. And perhaps, maybe, just maybe, it's time to fire a lot of these fuckheads that have any type of marks in their record, completely get rid of the sons of bitches, and start fresh. Just like we need to do with politics, just like we need to do with a lot of people, just like we need to do with some of these parents out here. You know what? You aren't good enough. You're not worthy enough to have that fucking child. Give it to somebody who wants to respect it. Don't dump it down that fucking drain. Don't sit there and try to do this. Understand that you as a person need to fucking change. And until you can change, nothing good will come out of this, because you're going to get people who spit hate like that against somebody who is a very upstanding citizen of this country and has done nothing wrong and has brought me a lot of joy from listening to him, the shit that he has to say. And I've listened to his kid, and nothing about Jay deserved that kind of hate
exactly.
speech. And that kind of stuff is what is causing the problems we have in this country. And until everybody can figure that the fuck out, things aren't going to change. And we're going to keep seeing this unrest. So you want to know why we keep seeing this unrest? That is fucking why. Narrow-minded, bigoted fucking assholes on both sides of the fucking equation who won't fucking compromise. So I want to say thank you for listening to the Bad Parenting Podcast. I'm not even going to go through all the fucking bullshit. Yes, you can contact us. Grounded@badparentingpodcast.com. We've got a website. We've got a Facebook. We've got an Instagram. We've got a phone number. You've heard it all before. Until next time, try not to be shitty parents.
Bye.
How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good times.
Done now. Here it goes.